From the east coast of the United States to a central country in Africa, it's just over 8,700 miles. And of course, one couldn't drive there, but if you flew, you'd be flying just over 8,700 miles. In a jet that goes 500, 600 miles an hour, it'd take you 15 hours to get there. 15 hours to cross the ocean, to go from this continent to that continent. Now, that's tough. I don't know if any of you have been to Africa. I have not been to Africa, but that's tough to fathom. 8,700 miles and in a plane for 15 hours. But most of us have been to Fargo and back. So if you go to Fargo and back, to equal 8,700 miles, you'd have to do that 16 times. Once or twice is something, but 16 times in a row, that would equal about the same amount of miles to get to Africa. But let's stay on the good half of the state of North Dakota, the western half. And let's just go to New Salem. Let's not go to Fargo. Let's not go to Kenya. Let's go to New Salem. It's like 66 miles, 70 miles from the exit. But you don't get a jet, and you don't get a car. You don't get a bike. You just get your two legs. And hopefully your legs work well. Hopefully they're healthy enough. And you walk from Dickinson to New Salem. That would be the same distance that Mary and Joseph walked, from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Yes, they really did that. Yes, that really happened. No, that is not a made-up Bible fairy tale. Mary and Joseph, she was pregnant. She was walking with his wife and not his child, so that this child that is not his and this child that is hers could find life and could be born. If Mary and Joseph didn't make that walk, the saints tell us we're not so certain that Jesus would have lived, that he and perhaps even Mary would have died due to the struggle of pregnancy at that time. 70 miles here to New Salem. 16 hours a day, it took them 4 days to walk that. That was their mission from God. And we have a mission in Kenya, Africa. The Diocese of Bismarck sends people there every year to serve the poor. And some heads in this church, because I've heard those heads, why would we go to Kenya, Africa to serve the poor? There's poor people in Dickinson. No need to travel. You're right. There is no need. But we must be careful to compare needs and to compare trips when it involves helping people. Because the church, since her beginning, has always been a missionary church. She goes from one place to the next to bring Christ into the world. You have that job, and you'll be judged for that. I have that job, and I'll be judged for that. Did I bring Christ into the world, or did I not? If the answer is yes, St. Peter says you may enter heaven. If the answer is no, we will go to our eternal reward in hell. Now, having said all that, every year in March, next weekend, the Diocese of Bismarck hosts the annual African Mission Appeal. But we don't want to get to next weekend quite yet. We want to think about it. We want to consider our generosity. But we got to first get to Lent, which is on Wednesday. And all of you and me in the next 4 days will make this huge laundry list as good Catholics of all the things we're going to give up. Go for it. Those are good things. But perhaps we can bring a little bit of Christmas to Lent and just do one thing really, really well in Lent. Don't make the laundry list. Don't get into what am I going to do or what I'm not going to do. Might be a waste of brain power. What we should get into, and I think what Christ calls us, is to do one thing really well like Mary and Joseph did. They had one thing to do. One thing. Bring Christ into the world. And they did it really well. They did it. They achieved. They set the standard. They hit the mark. They hit the goal that God set for them. Friends, in 4 days, we have Ash Wednesday. We have 40 days of fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. And the laundry list has its place. Go for it, and God will bless you for it. But maybe just as a consideration, as we think about mission in the Diocese of Bismarck, and we think about what a mission is, that we take one mission seriously for all 40 days and 40 nights of Lent, and we do that mission well for the power of God. Just an idea. It took Mary and Joseph 4 long days, 16 hours of walking a day. 16 hours a day of walking. Daily Mass takes you 25 minutes. And you sit mostly. You don't walk, you sit. I stand. 25 minutes a day. Don't go every day. You don't want to go every day and then end up not doing the whole of Lent. Do it once a week. Do it twice a week. Do it 3 times a week. That's 75 minutes you can give of your life to daily Mass. It takes 75 minutes to board a plane. We can spend 3 times 25 minutes throughout the week going to daily Mass. It's an age-old custom. It's a simple idea to carry on the mission of Lent and to carry on the mission of Christ in the season of Lent. And it's one thing. That way you can enjoy your candy. You can enjoy your pop. Go watch hours of TV. Go eat whatever you want to eat, except for meat on Fridays. And spend a few minutes with our Lord in the Eucharist once, twice, or 3 times a week. Friends, the Catholic Church takes mission very seriously. Without it, we wouldn't have a church, and perhaps we wouldn't have God incarnate, Jesus Christ. He desires for you and he desires for me much more than just giving up things for Lent. What he desires, what God wants, is you. The least we could do in return is give him us. And we can do that at Mass.